So I guess the first topic I want to talk about is quitting your job, because I feel like most people, they struggle with that. And, you know, they know they want to get into real estate, but maybe they are making good income like you were doing at the car dealership, or maybe they're a realtor or whatever the case may be, but they're scared to make that pivot. So give us more context. You were working at a car dealership. You're making what, like 100K a year or something like that?
Yeah, it depends on what time, but it was making somewhere between 100 and 160, because when I
Okay.
was solely doing car sales, I was making 160. When I was doing both, I started getting close to that 100 consistently.
Got it. Okay. So you, and that was like 2019, you said?
Yeah.
2019, you're doing great. You know, you were like a single guy, I think, at the time.
Yeah, I mean, I had a girlfriend, but
Yeah, pretty much single guy making six figures in Indiana.
yep.
So cost of living is probably low.
Yep.
And then like what made you want to leave that cushy job that you knew you were going to make 10K a month plus into, you know, and made you move into getting into real estate full time?
Yeah, so there's a couple different things. One was I read Rich Dad Poor Dad, so that book definitely changed my perspective on what I was actually doing.
That's so funny.
Yeah, a lot of people read
So
that
many
book.
people say
Yeah.
that. I'm like, I just don't even understand why, but.
Yeah, so that book changed my perspective, and then it changed my perspective more about time, because when you grow up poor, all you know is, all right, make a lot of money, and that's all I thought I was supposed to do. Make
Yeah.
six figures and then you made it in life. And then I was married at the time when I first started the dealership. I lost my wife, so that was a big, like, all right, that's like making a lot of money is not it, and a lot of money is relative, but in Indiana, if you're making six figures, and I was 21, 22 at the time,
You're balling.
yeah, it was a lot of money for us. Especially when I'm used to making 30 grand a year. So that transition from one, losing her, reading that book, I'm realizing there's another way. And then also I would say it has a lot to do with the person that I believe that I was like made to be, like purpose wise. I think that I was like, all right, like car sales is awesome and I can definitely see a future here. But in a lot of sense, it was like it didn't really feel like what I was called to be or do. And so it just didn't make sense to me. Also, I didn't feel a real big path to move up, because when I moved up to a finance manager, you had to do some shady stuff that I wasn't willing to do. And so I was like, get me back into sales, because I could at least in sales like be 100% honest and not do anything shady in order to like make money. And that's a big deal for me. I have to, like, ethics is over money for me. So I'd rather be ethical than make money. And finance is not exactly like that. So I'll say that. So anyway, when I look at the chain up and actually moving up, it just didn't make sense for me to stay in the dealer.